Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Verse 2. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Verse 3.
Amen.
And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Verse 4. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering. Verse 5. But he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Verse 6. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? Verse 7. If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. And its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Verse 8. Now Cain talked to Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him.
Hallelujah.
Verse 9. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? That's where the title of the message is coming from.
Yeah.
Verse 10 and last, the word of God said, and he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. This is the reading of the word of God. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Oh my God.
Family of God, we are talking here today about the story that we know very well of Cain and Abel.
Amen.
These are the two brothers of the same father, the same mother. These are the two brothers who had a bond, who had some values, who had something in common, because they belong in the same family. These are the two brothers that are from this family, meaning that if one is sick, the other is affected. If one is going through something, the other one is also affected, and vice versa.
Oh, yes, Lord.
But we see something taking place here, family of God, that takes place also in our daily lives as we live, as we speak.
Amen.
In this life that we are living, we have the ups and downs that we share every moment.
Yes.
I am not speaking here about somebody that you and I are going to meet suddenly in the subway or across the street, or somebody that we do not know for the first time, we just met like that. If it is a connection between you and the person, thank God. To God be the glory. But there are so many definitions that we can have of a brother or a sister. But I'm not going to be here this morning to define what a sister or a brother mean to somebody. I'm going to suggest a few definitions here based on the scripture that we have read of Genesis 4 right now. A fellow brother or a fellow sister is somebody with who you share some values. A fellow brother or a fellow sister is somebody with who you have something in common. A fellow brother or a fellow sister is somebody with who there is a bond some way, somehow. There is no accident at all that you are placed where you are right now, my dear brother, my dear sister. In order for you, if you check around, to go along with somebody, you don't have to be only from St. Anne in Jamaica, or from Kingston, or from Montego Bay, or from the same city, or from Palm Beach in Florida, or from the Bronx, or New Jersey, or from Philadelphia. It doesn't mean that to go along with somebody, you have to be necessarily from that area of the globe or the planet from who the two of you came together. But if God placed you in this life that you are living, and you are in touch with somebody, you are connected to somebody, there is a reason behind that. The street tells us, and we hear it time and time again, the street tells us, oh, leave me alone. It is none of your business. That's what the street says. Don't mind my business. Leave me alone. Don't interfere in anything. That's what the street, the main street, that's what it tells us. But we are going to see today what the Word of God is telling us. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We are not going to go by what the main street tells us. We are not going to go by whatsoever we learn from the street, but we are going to go by what the Word of God is teaching us about a fellow brother, about a fellow sister. It is the same way here. Abel and Cain are brothers and sisters. The spirit of Abel is the spirit saying, be me sick now, be me not feeling well, be me outside in the field or not, at least I know that there is somebody who has my back. His name is Cain. Be me in trouble, be me threatened by some other people outside or not, at least I know that there is somebody who has my back. His name is Cain. And I myself also have the back of Cain. That's the reason why God placed us in this family. That's the reason why we are called brothers and sisters. Be it rosy or ugly, be it any type of the day with issues of life, at least I know that there is a brother by the name of Cain who will take care of us, who will be having his back on me, and I will be having my back on him. This is the spirit of Abel. So for Abel, he didn't care what could happen, but he knew at least that he is with a brother, a sincere brother, whose name is Cain. But now, what is the spirit of Cain saying? Did Cain think the same way like Abel? The spirit of Cain is saying, it is all about me, me, me. It is not about somebody else. If I just want to get the fame, it is me. If I want to get the reputation, it is me. If I just want to be famous, it is me. And me will lead to me one day, which is not good. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
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 This is the spirit of Cain. Both of them offered sacrifices to God. It is not Abel who chose to be better than Abel. God himself decided to accept the sacrifice of Abel more than the one of Cain.
Amen.
But look at what the Word of God is telling us in verse 5. We're saying, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. It is God. And Cain was very angry. And his countenance fell.
Amen.
Okay. Now, verse 6. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door.
That's right.
And its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Family of God, sin is always there. Since the first day Adam and Eve did what they did. But God is telling us here through Cain that you can rule over that sin. You can rule over it. That's why God spoke to Cain. Why are you so unhappy? Why are you so angry? If you do well, you will be accepted. So it means that somewhere, somehow, whatsoever Cain offered to God was not a good, it was not a sincere sacrifice. It was not a sincere offering. That's the reason why God, who sees everything, didn't accept that. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
After God spoke to Cain, the word of God is telling us in verse 8, now Cain talked with Abel. Now Cain talked to Abel. Before he was not talking to him, he was angry. Now after God spoke to him, Cain talked to Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field. Can you see now, family of God, how a human heart is so deceitful?
Very much.
So crooked.
Oh, yes.
So corrupt.
Oh, yes.
Cain pretended to be nice with his brother. And his brother knew, I have nothing wrong with my brother. He called him to go out to the field. They went out. At least Abel could expect anything happen from anybody, but not from Cain.
But not his brother.
Not from his brother. He expected anything to happen, but not from the one who shares some values with him. Not from the one who has something in common with him, whose name is Cain.
Amen.
But in the mind of Cain, there was another scheme. There was another plan.
Yes.
According to Abel, he thought that maybe Cain has his back. But such was not the case.
No, sir.
Cain was already preparing a death sentence for his fellow brother.
Evil in the heart.
He went through in the field and he killed his brother Abel.
Amen.
Now,
his brother.
Cain, forgetting that God is the master of times and circumstances, Cain, forgetting that God is the one who created the whole universe, Cain, forgetting that God is the one who sees everything, he is somewhere there, and straight away, after whatever he did, God is appearing to him and asking him, where is Abel, your brother? Let us see now the answer that Abel is giving. First answer, first lie, I do not know.
That's right.
Second lie, am I my brother's keeper?
That's right.
Family of God, this is the question that most of us, time and time again, we ask in this life that we are living. Today, it is not about Cain, it is not about Abel. Today it is about you, it is about me.
Amen.
Time and time again, God is placing us in this society so that we can have somebody's back and somebody can have our back also. I can have your back and you can have my back also. At least we have some values in common. At least we are sharing a bond somewhere, somehow. At least we have something in common. That's the reason why we are together as a family of God right now.
Amen.
I believe that I have your back, and you believe also that I have my back. You believe also that you have my back. But in our lips, we say one thing, but in the heart, we do the opposite.
Different thing. That's right.
Time and time again, we are killing our fellow brothers, our fellow sisters. If Cain, he was stabbing his brother to death, We also, children of God, are killing our fellow brothers, our fellow sisters every day that we are living.
Oh, yes.
Praise God.
And let me tell you something, ye family of God, because time is against us this morning. The enemy of a black man is a black man himself. The enemy of a Christian is a Christian himself.
Amen.
Hey. Don't go and look around. If you see in the community that we are living, most of the time you will see that there are so many issues in the Christian community than in the street community.
Amen.
We Christians do not go along with one another more than those people who are outside.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Because we do not want to answer this question. Look, it is Cain asking God the question, am I my brother's keeper? In other words, Cain was giving the answer to the same question that he was asking.
Amen.
And look at the answer of God in verse 10. Cain is asking in verse 9, am I my brother's keeper? Now God is responding him in verse 10. He said, what have you done? The voice of your blood, the voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. In other words, God didn't want to tell Cain what is the answer to the same question that he asked, because he gave himself the answer. But God just want to tell him, if you are not the keeper of your fellow brother, then you are a killer of him. That's the answer.
Lord.
Family of God, this morning, you listening to me also. If you do not believe that you are a keeper of your brother, if you are not a keeper of your sister, then you are a killer of your brother.
Amen.
You are a killer of your
sister.
Amen.
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 There is nothing in between. Either you accept to be a keeper of somebody that with who you are sharing some values together, or you are a killer.
Jesus.
God is asking us that question this morning. It is up to you to answer that question. Because God didn't want to give the answer. Cain asked the question and he himself gave the answer.
That's right.
But God just want to tell you this morning, you listening to me. You have a choice to make. Because the life that we are living is about all choices.
Yes.
You have you have a choice to make. Wherever God places you, there is a reason. Either you play a role of being a keeper, or you play a role of being a killer.
Amen.
Glory if you play a role of being a keeper of your fellow brother or your fellow sister, God will elevate you. But if you choose the other side of being a killer of your fellow brother or your fellow sister, there is no problem at all. On the outside, everything will look good. But let me tell you one thing. You will see God on your way, wherever you are going to be. You will see God on your way. You are not going to be alone until you respond to the same question God asked Cain. You will see God on your way.
Amen.
Again, God is asking you the question. What is the choice you're making this morning? What are you choosing?
Thank you, Lord.
Are you choosing to be a keeper or a killer?
Oh my God, God bless you.
Time is against us. We are going to stop here. I just want to open up the floor right now with a prayer. This is a cry for all of us, family of God.
Hallelujah.
If you believe that somewhere, somehow, your tongue has been killing you, remember, 2 weeks ago, our dear sister came with the message here, controlling the tongue.
Amen.
We here in this prayer line, we are not only to share the message and the message disappears like that. If you go to our webpage of the website of For God's Mercy, you will see all the messages posted there. You can go and listen to your message, especially if you have internet. Nowadays we have iPhone, a smartphone, and in this smartphone, iPhone, we have internet connection. You can type the website of God's Mercy, and you can listen to some messages there. All the messages, most of the messages that we have been sharing here are in our website. You can listen to them. And God can lift your heart. He can lift you up anytime you're going through something. And I was saying, a few days back we spoke here about controlling the tongue. Family of God, if you do not control your tongue, then you are killing. You are killing one way or the other.
Amen, amen.
And we just want to humble ourselves before the throne of mercy right now.
Amen,
to put it right
amen.
Before our God. To
amen.
Tell God, help me to be a keeper of my brother or a keeper of my sister. That's the reason why you put him or her in my pathway. Let me play a role of a keeper. If I don't play that role, that I am killing one way or the other.
Amen.
If you believe that God is speaking to you right now, you can begin to pray, family of God. The Holy Spirit is reigning supreme.
Hallelujah.
We have to make it right with our God. Either we are keeping or we are killing, but not the two at the same time. There is nothing in between, family of God. And anytime we are going through this year, throughout this year, remember this message. Anytime you are doing something wrong against your fellow brother, against your fellow sister, ask yourself that question. Am I the keeper or am I the killer?
Hallelujah.
Let's open up our mouth right now. Let us thank God for his word this morning. Let us thank him right now. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you this morning for your word. Thank you.
Open up your mouth, family of God. Talk to your God right now. The Holy Spirit is here. He is here. The Holy Spirit is the only one who can help you. The Holy Spirit is the only one who can heal you. The Holy Spirit is the only one who can put everything on his order. The Holy Spirit is the only one who can make you more
human.
Thank you, Father God, for your presence.
Oh, my God,
you
are
for your word. Thank you, Father God, for your to your children for you alone. Thank you for making me be a keeper. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
You are the judge of all Jesus, let me be my brother's keeper. Lord, it's time that my brother's keeper, then I'm his